This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hater, love it. We're back here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. I thought it's interesting because I watch national sports radio shows to kind of see where their big points
are. Just think about what you said. I watch national radio shows.
Yeah. Because now, like, radio shows are all like we are. You can watch it on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, X, whatever, Facebook. But because, like, somebody brought up yesterday, like, man, you guys are really talking about this New York Jets story. It's like, it's the number one story in sports on a Wednesday.
Oh, it's no question.
And then someone's like, you know, you guys talk a lot of Deion Sanders. I'm like, Deion Sanders makes the needle move in college football.
Absolutely it does.
And obviously we had his audio yesterday, which I thought was interesting because we heard what he said according to the media when they asked about his name being around in the news.
You're mentioned for everything that comes up.
I love this, man.
College, pro, whatever. Yeah. You, is that just the
you
price
gonna
of winning?
You going to talk like that with my AD in here? That's so disrespectful. Sorry. You going to talk about me going somewhere with my AD in here? Yeah, he mentioned us with a lot of other stuff before we start winning, too, didn't he? Did that, that wasn't fair, was it? Price, that's the price of everything. Yeah.
Coach Prime, I'm keep going with that.
I'm happy where I am, man. I'm good. I got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? A lot of people don't in there and not of age don't know what a kickstand is. That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. I truly do. Next question.
Next question. You know what else a kickstand does? It goes up fast, and you can motor out of there. You ever been a kid on a bike with a kickstand? You flip that thing up, and you're gone.
It also lets you depart the bicycle.
That's right.
A lot of confusion after a couple of days of listening to that. I do think that you made a good point yesterday of Deion and how he's perfect for college.
Oh, it's great.
Obviously, like, the recruitment in Colorado is doing exactly what they want to do. I get so much hatred from my friends who are all Mizzou fans, and they're like, well, why are you a Colorado fan? I was like, well, first off, why are you a Mizzou fan? You didn't go to school at Mizzou. And that's always their thing to me.
Oh,
like, you
it's
didn't
that go, mad.
I'm like, I like Deion. I like this sort of Warren Sapp mohawk getting jacked on the sidelines when they're starting to close down in the game last week. Like, Warren Sapp is a national treasure. Deion Sanders is great for college football. Makes it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I am worried, right, about the game on Saturday against Kansas at 2:30 at Arrowhead. But, like, I'm also worried kind of, like, if they don't get in the college football playoff.
Right.
Because, like, I feel like all those players that are stars, like Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter and his kid, Shiloh Sanders as well, maybe not a star yet, but obviously not as good as his brother or Travis Hunter, but, like, they're going to take the exit route. And I'm like, we're going to miss the final big part of the season with one of the biggest teams in college football.
Yeah, we are.
Entertaining-wise.
Right.
So don't jump on me on the text line saying, like, they're not even a top-five school. I guarantee you this. I'd love to see Colorado and Indiana play. Back, who wins that game?
I think it's Colorado.
I think Colorado.
Let me ask you this, though. In all honesty.
Who do you want to see in the College Football Playoff?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you want to watch Boise State?
No.
No.
I want to watch Deion.
Do you want, honestly, do you want to watch Indiana?
No.
No.
I'd rather watch Boise State than Indiana.
I can't name one player on Indiana's team, and they're the fifth-ranked team in the country.
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, they got that that Cinzetti's Pizza is the coach. That's all I know,
I've got to Google everybody on Indiana. Like the coach said, Google me,
yeah,
I win.
Yeah, right.
I don't got to Google Colorado.
Right.
Right?
But that's what I'm getting at. That's what sports is about. How do you appeal to the most people?
Yeah.
And whether you like Deion or you don't like Deion, you're watching Deion. You're paying attention because you're rooting against him or you're rooting for him.
Cinzetti's
Pizza,
yesterday.
I don't know anything about that guy. And he can tell me to Google him all the that's the most compelling thing he's done. Deion, you know, and I know all college coaches change lives for kids, but Deion's impact is right there. We're all watching this thing because he is such an impactful person. He's such a great guy. He's such a funny dude, and he's energetic, and he's just – I mean, like, that's the kid, the guy I want my kid to play for. If I had a son and he had the opportunity to play college football and you said to me, Bob, who do you want your son to play for? Deion Sanders, because he's going to learn life lessons. He's going to get a dose of reality. They're not going to blow smoke, and you're going to get prepared to go up to that next level.
And not
and play.
Only that, my kid's probably going to get a good chance of making some money.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to go and play. And so if they don't make the college football playoff, And you're looking like, okay, then we can watch Colorado in a bowl game. Odds are it's not going to be the same bowl game
not
because these guys aren't going to play.
Especially when they're going 1-2.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where my kind of philosophy comes in. I think bowl games are now officially antiquated and they need to go away. I think they're just a money grab for a lot of guys in terrible blazers that walk around as presidents of the bowl committee. Those guys are making $300,000 to $500,000 a year to do
the
nothing.
The Pop-Tart Bowl is fun. And this year they're going to have three.
Three, yeah. Three, great. But
Frosted
so what?
Hot Chocolate, Mystery, and Wildberry.
Yeah, like if we don't have the Pop-Tarts, though, like, are you really
last
paying attention?
Last year one committed suicide on the show, went into the toaster.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is morbid.
That was crazy.
All right, dude, cut to commercial, Frank.
Yeah. But in this day and age where we are with the NIL,
yeah.
If you want to really push these bowl games up a hill like a boulder, because guys are opting out.
No pun intended.
But if you want to move these games along, get people, because nobody goes to these bowl games anymore. There are tickets to be had all over the place. Not a lot of people are paying attention
to them.
Not
unless it's like the Big Four.
Yeah.
And like, even those are,
you going to the Weed Eater Bowl in Memphis on a Tuesday night in the rain?
I would go to the Pop-Tart Bowl if we went to like a certain pharmacy before.
Well, yeah,
Watch that sort of halftime show where like Pop-Tarts are dancing. I don't know why that does it for me, but it's just hilarious.
Yeah, but you have not mentioned one thing about football.
Yeah, I know.
Right, you want to see a Pop-Tart dance?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Right. That because it's entertaining.
Pop-Tarts or toaster strudels? Really quick.
Toaster strudel. I think. Yeah.
I think so. You're right.
Yeah, toaster strudel.
Yeah.
It's a little flaky.
They never give you enough frosting.
They never do give you enough frosting. But I'm a frosting guy. I would eat a can of frosting if it was right here.
Oh, I'd suck that thing out of the bag.
I mean, I love frosting. Give me the frosting, the frosting. How do people?
I took the edges off the Pop-Tart. That's how much I love the frosting.
Oh, I love frosting. Like, give me the cake and they got the
You ever had the buttercream frosting from Costco where you just want to go around the whole cake?
Yeah, you want to eat the whole cake? Yeah. I mean, I'm a frosting guy. So
that was a quick sidetrack. Getting into the college bowl games and why it's about the stars, not the atmosphere.
So if you want these guys to play in these games, like last year with Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't play, and you want to see these big-name players play, they need to start paying appearance fees to have these players show up. Hey, I know Colorado, you didn't make the college football playoff, but you're going to the Weed Eater Bowl, and we got to have Shador, we've got to have Travis Hunter. We'll give you guys $1 million apiece in appearance fee
is
to play
enough?
In this game. I don't know.
That's a good question, but it's a million dollars.
It's $1 million right there, right?
But they make that in their sleep. Those two guys do at least.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I don't know, maybe Brock Bowers wasn't making that when he was at Georgia and he's sitting out the game. And it's like, well, because what was it? There was a kid a couple years ago for Michigan who blew his ACL as a tight end. Was it Butts? Was that his name?
There was a Butts from
and he
Michigan.
Ripped his ACL, and I don't think we've seen him since.
Because Michigan plays like Butt.
Okay. National champions last year. But, no,
that's living in the past.
No, I am with you. But the problem is that, like, when it comes to the money, it would be a gray area for certain athletes because, like, Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders are making a ton of NIL money.
Right.
So they don't need to be persuaded. But in your opinion, they do because they make the game better. Because, like, if the backup for Colorado is playing and Shador and Travis Hunter's not playing, I have no interest.
Right.
Because there is examples out there like Jake Butts and there's example like Jameson Williams who blow their ACL and can't play the next year. Mm-hmm. Now, Jameson Williams was such a talented player that the Detroit was like, screw, we're still taking him the first round.
Right.
We'll take the first year. We'll take the gambling suspension. We'll take the gun suspension. We'll take the suspension. And we'll still play. I mean,
he looked like he was balling last week. That's all I know. When he plays, man, he's a baller. He just got to stay on the field.
But I'm with you. Like, I think there should be some sort of like incentive to play. But I just don't think it's ever going to happen because it's showing you how powerful these kids are without knowing, I think, the full strength of how powerful they are. Because, like, back in the day before they were getting paid, you know, there's a guy that used to do radio here, and he was like, they should all just walk off the field at the start of the game and see what college football
and
does.
See what happens, yeah. And I think they should do that in the NCAA tournament now, too.
Be crazy,
right?
Wouldn't it?
Like, all right, we're out, man. You guys are. But now we've got the
Could
NIL.
Could you imagine that song? The ball is tipped.
No, it wasn't.
And no one's here.
No one's playing, you know, like literally nobody there. But college athletes have had this power for so long. And now, and I love it. Like every day it makes me smile when I see a college athlete getting an NIL this or an NIL that or getting paid for this or getting paid for that because I love, you know, flipping the apple cart, you know, so to speak. And I love to see the old guard squirm and realize that they've been basically embezzling money for all these years in college athletics departments and paying themselves exorbitant salaries to do nothing. And all of these athletes were getting screwed this whole time. So every time an athlete gets paid, I smile, just like every time an angel gets its wings, you know, I smile. I do with these athletes. And so I think any way that we can pay these guys and compensate these guys more, let's do it. Our friend Kurt Nelson from the Royals Hall of Fame texted me yesterday about, we were talking about the conference playoff game going away, right? The championship games. He goes, that's never going to happen. He goes, but I do think we'll expand this field to 16, right? And the college football playoff will be expanded to 16, right? I think once we get to 16, we got to look at it from a realistic point of view. Yeah. No, we don't need these bowl games anymore. They're stupid.
College football is a pharmaceutical doctor. They are giving you a low dose of medicine so that you get hooked to where it no longer works. You have to come back and take another form of medicine, and it doesn't work, so come back and get a stronger dose to the point where you're like, see you next month, doc.
Right.
Hey, here's four teams, here's six teams, here's eight teams, here's 12 teams. March Madness, man.
Right.
Look at March Madness.
And that's going to expand, and I think it should, because if it doesn't, they're not going to be able to preserve the tournament the way that it is, so I don't have a problem with that. But we don't need these bowl games anymore. They are antiquated. They don't do anything for anybody anymore. It's not that cool to go to a bowl game. Everybody makes them now. So I just think we need to expand this thing to 16, and then that's it. And if you didn't make the field to 16, see you next year.
That's right. And you can watch all those bowl games at your local Johnny's Tavern.
Yeah, absolutely, because this football season, the best place to watch the game is Johnny's. Now through December 15th at any Johnny's Tavern, scan the QR code to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and the grand prize of a hosted watch party with a $300 bar tab for you and your friends. Each location will have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern in partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football fun and Yingling, and you must be 21 or over.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sure.